Harper Audio presents Dangerous Refuge by Elizabeth Lowell, performed by Betsy Zyko. Chapter 1. There was no doubt about it. He was dead. Shane Townsend swallowed hard, breathed carefully through her clenched teeth, and swallowed again. The sick feeling subsided. The grief didn't. Although it wasn't the first time she had seen death, it was the first time she had known the person who died. Lorne Davis was lying on his back, lean and dark and motionless as the black shoulders of the mountain holding up the western sky. The air had a bite that whispered of summer's end. The first sunlight of day was caressing the highest icy peaks, but there was no warmth yet. The sky was clear, endless. No need to feel for a pulse, she thought, as tears blurred her vision. No need to cry either. He died the way he wanted to, boots on, working the land he loved more than anything else. The deeply slanted sidelight revealed no sign of a struggle around the body, or any flailing pain before the end. Death had come quickly. It had taken the scavengers a while longer, but they too had arrived. If Lorne had been wearing a hat, it had vanished in the restless wind. He wasn't wearing a jacket either. It must have been warm when he died, whenever that had been. The rising sun showed more than Shay wanted to see, more than enough for her to guess that Lorne had spent at least a day in the open, probably more.